This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with a BelowTopSecret.com podcast that I'm going to call When Things Go Screwy. I mean, it happens all the time in life, in every situation, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not. I mean, it wasn't funny when Exxon Valdez crashed, you know, and spilled all that oil, and they were having to try and save wildlife. And I read a story where they found two seals that were covered with oil. They took them in. They combed the oil out. The seals were sick naturally, so they nursed them back to health. It cost $80,000 to nurse two seals back to health. And so the day came when they were going to release them to the wild. They took them down to the shore and opened the cages, pushed them out, and the seals run out into the ocean. They swam, and they swam, and then they turned around and swam right back to the shore. And, you know, the people thought, you know, well, you know, go back out. You know, they started making noises at them, and the seals wouldn't get back in the water. And they figured, you know, the doctors or whatever decided that they had become acclimated to people. And so they decided to scare them away, and everybody started screaming. There was a crowd of people that they started screaming and shouting at the seals and making all kinds of mean faces. And finally, the seals just freaked out, hit the water, swam as fast as they could. I mean, they were hauling ass, and probably about 50 feet from shore, a killer whale surfaced and ate them both. The seals knew they didn't want to be in that water, you know. Sometimes human beings need to just shut up and listen to the seals. I remember when the Harry Potter movies first come out. You had they come out with all the products they were going to sell with it, and one of them was the Nimbus 2000 vibrating broom. And all the parents were buying them for their kids, you know, and then the parents started noticing that the little girls really, really liked riding around on their Nimbus 2000 vibrating brooms. They liked it so much the parents began to hide the batteries. The Nimbus 2000 brooms were recalled, and you cannot find one today. If you do find one, buy it. It's already a collector's item. Oh, I remember when my brother, myself and my best friend were trying to build a shed, and we couldn't find a sledgehammer, and I was going to have to drive a stake into the ground. My best friend held the stake. I grabbed a tire jack, you know, for jacking up a car, and the kind that slides up and down. I told him, I'll drive it in with this. We'd only had about a case of beer. My brother said, I'm moving the hell out of the way. Just give me a minute. And he moved over and stood 20 feet away because he just wanted to watch this. And I swung that tire jack, and the end of it flew straight across the yard and hit my brother right between the eyes. Knocked him out. He had moved to specifically get out of the way, and he had moved into the perfect spot, the straight fly path of where, you know, that jack would go. Oh, yeah, things get screwy at times, you know. Like at work today, when we got a little project going, and I was telling my boss I had to have a temp do the grunt work. He was saying, no, you can't have a temp. And I was telling him, look, I don't give a damn about the budget. If we're going to get this project done, I got to have a temp to do the grunt work. This was all last week, you know. Finally, he caves in, gives me a temp. Today, we get everything in position. Everything is great. He gets his bosses. They all come out there to do the inspection and go through it, and, you know, he's explaining what's going on, and while he's explaining what's going on, there's the temp that I said we couldn't do without, looking out the window, staring at some far-off horizon, popping bubble wrap through the entire presentation. Pop, pop. Now, this is where we're pop. Now, this is pop. just one right after the other. I could have died. Oh, anyway, it's been one of those days where you think about the screwy things that happen in the world. You know, when the best of intentions go wrong. I will never get another temp again. As long as I live, my boss was just red. Oh, it's been a long day, people. I think I'm going to make it a shorter one and go to bed. Love and light to each of you, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi out.